We hear so much about large language models, right? Incredible power, almost world-changing stuff. Analyzing text, generating it like a human. But, you know, for any actual organization trying to use LLMs for their own stuff, their internal processes, well, there's this huge roadblock, a real showstopper. And that roadblock, it's secure access, getting that context, that live data, securely. If your LLM can't safely see your current inventory or your customer database or, you know, your sensitive IP, it's basically flying blind. It might be smart in general, but it's useless as an internal expert. So today we're doing a deep dive into something called the Model Context Protocol, MCP servers. This tech is designed really specifically to unlock what LLMs can really do operationally. But, and this is the key bit, while keeping everything absolutely secure, enterprise-grade secure. Think of it like, I don't know, a safety cage to the AI tiger on the factory floor.
Exactly. And the mission for you, the listener, is to get your head around how this protocol, this standardized protocol, bridges that gap, that a critical gap between the massive potential of AI and actually using it in high-stakes real-world business. Yeah. Because historically, companies face this awful choice. And MCP, well, it takes that choice off the table. Let's really lay out that dilemma the one MCP solves. Okay. Imagine you're running a company. You basically got two bad options. Option one, you use your LLMs, but you give them very limited, maybe static context. Okay, safe, but well, not very effective, right? A minor improvement at best. Option two, you start building custom connections,
yeah,
hooking things up yourself. But that means potentially exposing really sensitive proprietary data, huge security risks, compliance nightmares.
Right. It's like the difference between an LLM writing a generic email template versus an LLM securely checking a patient's entire medical history, you know, to flag potential drug interactions right now, the stakes are just completely different. And those custom connections, that's often where the security just, well, falls apart.
Precisely. And MCP servers, they aim to eliminate that need for risky custom work. They give you controlled data access, real-time integration, and really critically, a security-first mindset baked right into the architecture itself.
Okay, so let's talk about that architecture then. What is the Model Context Protocol? Fundamentally, it's a standardized way, a common approach for connecting LLMs to all those external things, systems, databases, tools. And the key is standardized. It's a unified protocol, like a common language. So you don't need bespoke, expensive, heavily audited development every single time you want your LLM to talk to a new data source or use a new tool.
Mm-hmm. And that unified approach, it's built on these four core layers. Think of it, listener, like the journey your request takes to the LLM and back. It's a security gauntlet, really.
Yeah.
So the journey kicks off at the protocol layer. That just sets up the standard communication rules. But then immediately, layer two, the security layer. This is where it stops and asks, who are you and what are you allowed to see? Demands proof. Identity, role.
Okay, so this is like showing my ID card and my security badge at the door, metaphorically speaking.
Pretty much, yeah. But here's where it gets really smart. Layer three, the context management layer. This layer is like a super intelligent gatekeeper. It doesn't just blindly pass along all the data the LLM asks for. No, it performs intelligent filtering, relevant scoring. It makes sure the LLM gets the optimal context it needs, but without getting swamped by tons of irrelevant stuff.
Okay, so it's an optimization step. It stops the model from, say, digging through 10 years of old reports just for one current sales number. That obviously speeds things up, but crucially, it also minimizes the data exposure, right? Just the essentials.
Absolutely. Less data exposed, faster response time. Win-win. Mm. And then finally, layer four is the resource layer. That's where your actual stuff lives, your databases, your APIs, file systems, those enterprise tools, just waiting for that verified, filtered request.
Okay, let's dig into that security layer, layer two, and also those mechanisms in layer three, the context manager.
Because
you said this is where it's really different. We're definitely moving beyond just simple passwords here. This is security first design. When we talk about identity, we mean things like OAuth 2.0 integration, SAML for single sign-on, that kind of robust stuff. But the whole philosophy rests on zero trust architecture.
That's the core idea you really need to grasp. Zero trust. It means no implied trust. Doesn't matter if the request comes from inside the network or outside. Every single request, every time, no exceptions, has to be verified, authenticated, and authorized before anything happens. It constantly has to prove it has the right to see that specific piece of data right now. But maybe the real magic, the deep protection, happens with the data sanitization. Think of it like this. The LLM request comes in. The system says, okay, authorizes it. But before the data actually leaves that resource layer to go to the LLM, the context management layer cleans it up, sanitizes it.
Okay, walk us through that. What does this intelligent bouncer actually do to the data before letting it out?
Well, it does several things, often at the same time. key mechanisms include things like data anonymization, pseudonymization too, basically limiting the personally identifiable stuff sent to the model. So swapping out a real customer name or, say, a social security number for some unique ID tag, an ID that only the secure enterprise system back home can map back to the real person. The LLM gets the facts it needs, but without the PII, the personal identifiers. And beyond that, it acts like a shield against things like prompt injection attacks. It validates the query itself, sanitizes it, neutralizes malicious instructions before they can even try to trick the LLM into grabbing data it shouldn't. And then on the way back from the LLM, it does response filtering, redaction, making sure no sensitive data accidentally slips out in the model's answer.
Wow. Okay, so the security isn't just a lock on the front gate. It's actually filtering and cleaning the data payload itself. Meaning even if somehow a breach did occur, the exposed data would be anonymized, minimized.
That's a huge step for reducing enterprise risk. And accountability, that must be huge too. You need records. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. MCP servers maintain complete audit trails. Everything needed for compliance reporting, GDPR, ASPA, SOX, you name it. It's not just about preventing bad things. It's about proving you did the right things for the auditors. Plus, these systems usually integrate with existing SIEM tools, security information, and event management. So your security team doesn't need a whole new dashboard just for the AI stuff. It fits in.
Right. It plugs into the existing security infrastructure.
Exactly. It's that whole package protection, access control, accountability that makes it truly enterprise ready. Plus, enforcing strong encryption, like TLS 1.3, for data moving across the network, end-to-end protection.
Okay, that's a deep dive into the security. Very robust. Now, what does all this secure controlled access actually let you do? How does it make LLMs more than just, well, interesting toys?
It lets them become real operational players, actionable domain experts.
The first big thing has to be real-time context, right? Because the model's connected to live data via MCP. Its answers reflect what's happening now. No more of that, sorry, my knowledge cutoff is 2023. If your inventory changed 5 minutes ago, the LLM knows it instantly.
Mm-hmm. And that leads straight into the second huge capability, tool integration. The LLM isn't just talking anymore. It's enabled to actually do things, execute actions. It could update a customer record, trigger a workflow in another system, maybe send a secure confirmation email, all within those strict zero trust boundaries. It turns the model into an agent, not just an advisor.
Okay, now for the part that always makes people lean in, the efficiency claims. The source material mentions up to an 80% reduction in development time compared to building custom API connections. 80%. That sounds, well, almost too good to be true. Where does that saving actually come from?
Well, it does sound like a lot, but it's not magic. It really comes down to eliminating repetitive, high-stakes security engineering. Think about it. Every time a company wants to connect an LLM to a new database or a new tool using a custom API, they have to spend a ton of resources building security layers from scratch. Audit trails, authentication, making sure it meets compliance. The unified protocol standard in MCP means you don't have to custom build that complex, expensive security framework for every single connection. You build it, or rather implement it, once.
Ah, I see. So you're saving the security development and auditing time, which is the really complex and expensive part, not just the basic make A talk do coding time.
Exactly. That's where the big saving is. Plus, you get centralized management, one place to control all these LLM connections. And it's built to scale. You can add more connections, handle more traffic without having to rip everything out and start over.
And looking ahead, for companies planning their AI strategy, a couple of features seem really important. First, you mentioned dynamic permission management. So if someone's role changes halfway through the day, or maybe a document suddenly gets classified as more sensitive, the MCP can adjust access rights on the fly, instantly.
That's the idea. Real-time adjustments based on changing roles or data sensitivity. Access blocked or granted dynamically, immediately.
And the second one, which seems strategically vital, vendor agnostic design. Avoiding getting locked into one AI provider.
Crucial. MCP servers are designed to work with the big names OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, but also with the major open source models too.
So you could pick the best LLM for a specific task, maybe switch models later, and the MCP layer just handles the secure connection regardless.
Precisely. It handles the secure plumbing. You choose the best tool for the job. Flexibility.
Okay, so that's the theory, the architecture, the benefits. But where's the proof? Is this actually being used now?
Oh, yes. And unsurprisingly, it's the highly regulated industries leading the way, mainly because the security is so tight. Take healthcare, for instance. MCC servers are being used to give secure access to patient records, to medical databases, while strictly maintaining HIPAA compliance. This means an LLM can help a doctor, maybe with faster diagnosis suggestions, or flag a potential drug interaction. But crucially, without the LLM ever seeing the raw identifiable patient data, because of that deep sanitization layer we talked about.
So the model gets the context it needs to be helpful, potentially reducing errors, but the sensitive data stays protected.
Exactly. Perfect context, minimized risk.
And what about financial services? Even faster moving, maybe even higher stakes for breaches.
Right. Banks, other financial institutions, they're connecting LLMs to live transaction data, regulatory feeds. This allows for things like real-time fraud detection, spotting weird patterns instantly, offering personalized financial advice based on current data, and automating compliance reporting with full audit trails. In finance, where a data breach can be catastrophic, that zero trust enforcement is absolutely essential. It's a lifeline.
Makes sense.
Any other sectors?
Manufacturing is another big one. Companies are integrating LLMs with their production line systems, their supply chain tools. Imagine an LLM analyzing real-time data from thousands of sensors on machinery. It can predict when a part might fail, that's predictive maintenance, or optimize deliveries of raw materials based on exactly what's happening on the factory floor right now.
So it's taking data that maybe used to be stuck in silos and turning it into actionable intelligence.
That's the goal, actionable intelligence, securely delivered.
Okay, just to give people context, how does this stack up against what companies might be doing already? Let's compare MCP servers versus, say, just building traditional API integrations. Well, the big difference, as we discussed, is standardization and the built-in security. With traditional APIs, you're constantly reinventing the wheel for security, for auditing, for access control, for every single connection. MCP provides that standardized, secure framework out of the box. It saves that huge custom security effort.
Right, avoiding the expensive, time-consuming custom security work each time.
Mm-hmm. And then compare it to the other options some might be tempted by, direct database access. Which sounds easy, maybe fast, but it's often terrifying from a security perspective because you're granting really broad permissions.
Yeah, giving the LLM the keys to the whole kingdom, potentially.
Exactly. MCP offers much finer-grained control through those managed access layers. You get better auditing, and you dramatically reduce the risk of a massive data leak if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just fundamentally safer for managing your data.
So looking forward now, where does this technology go next?
Well, it's likely to get even smarter, especially on the security front. We'll probably see more AI-powered security built into the protocol itself. Machine learning algorithms actually helping to detect threats, maybe identifying suspicious patterns in how the LLM is requesting data, the system learning to protect itself better.
Interesting. The security layer becomes adaptive.
Potentially, yes.
Right.
And we talked about context management. Expect advanced context intelligence. Even better filtering, summarizing, maybe even handling multimodal data images, audio, video securely.
And you mentioned integration expansion earlier, too.
Right. Things like optimizing for edge computing, processing data closer to where it's generated in a factory, a hospital wing to reduce latency. And there's intriguing work around blockchain integration. Using blockchain for truly immutable, tamper-proof audit trails of every single LLM data access and action, maybe even for decentralized permission management.
A fully verifiable, tamper-proof record of every AI interaction. Oh, okay. So to kind of wrap things up here. MCP servers seem to represent a fundamental shift. They take LLMs from being these interesting but somewhat limited static tools, only knowing what they were trained on, and turn them into secure, dynamic agents, domain experts that can actually act on real-time information safely plugged into the whole enterprise ecosystem.
That's the transformation, yes. And for anyone listening who's thinking about implementation, yes, setting up a standardized secure framework like this takes effort upfront, more than just whipping up a quick API script. But the payback in terms of time saved later, and especially risk reduction, is meant to be immediate and substantial. Typical full rollouts might be, say, 8 to 12 weeks, depending on how complex things are. But organizations usually start seeing real benefits much sooner, even during initial pilot projects. So our final thought for you, the listener, something to mull over. Given that MCP servers mandate this zero trust architecture, where every single data request is rigorously verified, authenticated, authorized, how does applying that level of intense scrutiny, a level usually reserved for protecting, you know, critical physical infrastructure or financial systems, how does applying that to AI fundamentally change how we govern all AI interactions? Does it set a necessary precedent, a new lifeline, for how we integrate any powerful digital tool into our organizations going forward?